Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. Yes, Soulful Sunday, where we talk about ways that you can cultivate kind of a richer interior so that you can manage what's going on in your life, in all areas of your life. And I'm here with Steve Ulsher. Hello.
Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello. And Richard Ote.
Hello, Mary.
Okay, so I had this thought. You know, my Go With Your Gut book, where I teach people, I want you to make your decisions, like every single one if you can, from your gut, not your ego or your emotions. So if a decision could be a financial one, things can get really sparkly looking. And you're like, oh, this, like, I put it to like going to these conferences and they want to upsell you a package.
Sure.
I can do that. Yeah, that's great. I'll use that. Step back. Shake off all that, and is that your gut saying that, or is that your emotions or your ego's like, yeah, I could crush it if I buy this program? So my question for you guys, how often do you, one, do you notice what your gut sounds like, and secondly, how, what would your percentage be? I make ego decisions, emotional decisions, or I really am making decisions from my knowingness, my gut instinct?
Yeah. That's a great question, and so what I would say is just keep buying things at these events. I just came back from a speaking gig where I sold a program, and it's a really great program, and it would absolutely help people do exactly what they want. So just keep buying those programs, and so that I would definitely say is something that you should absolutely do. Now that said, I would say that I am definitely driven by emotion.
Yeah, you are.
I am, for sure.
More so than your ego. Like for the ego to make the decision, it would want to get involved in justifying, manipulating other people and circumstances, figuring out how and all sorts of things. It's going to just go through this whole litany of questions and sentences.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the question one more time? Like, so I thought I heard something.
Where do you make decisions
percentage
from?
Well,
percentage standpoint?
Yeah. So you probably, if people are a default to, either they're an ego decision maker or they're an emotional decision maker. So I was, percentage-wise, he was saying emotional would be more.
Got it.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think that it is, and there's certainly a percentage of each insofar as how decisions are made, but I certainly would lean more towards the emotional side of the equation. Some of it, of course, is ego-driven, but I think more of it is, for me, emotional-driven, for sure.
Okay, so one will always be the leader.
And
mine is probably more ego, but my gut is my number one leader now. And then the ego and the emotions can follow whatever the gut says.
Sure.
But usually we get it backwards. So have there been, I want to answer, have you answered the question? You're an emotional decision maker.
Definitely.
But do you have regret over any large decisions you have made in the past based on your emotions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's nodding his head.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
They usually end up working themselves out, but...
Well, everything does. It's just at a cost.
But, yeah, I mean, of course, yeah, there's definitely been.
Yeah, and sometimes that cost is an actual cost.
Like, oh, yeah, I've done that.
Actual monetary cost, and other times it's emotional cost, and there's
and then there's both.
So with that said, have you learned, oh boy, I don't want to go toward that fire again by making an emotional decision, maybe I should back up and really get a feeling for my gut on this one?
The answer is, I think it's more for me learning not to take certain actions as opposed to you're just crunching away.
Can you hear it that far away?
Yes.
Oh, you crazy. Sorry about
that. They're really good microphones.
They're really good
microphones. Dang, I was like turning.
Yeah, wasn't
like,
that a celery?
Like 10 feet. You're like 10
that was
feet
a carrot.
Away. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
power to the microphone. Damn. Sorry.
No, it's all good. So for me, I think it's more, I think it's more along the lines of just not replicating actions that I've taken as opposed to changing how I make decisions, if that makes sense. It's more, I'm more stubborn, I think, from the standpoint of how the decisions are made. I think those are still going to be consistent in terms of the coming from a place of emotion or coming from a place of ego or coming from a place of the gut, but running that against experience.
Right. And
how do you do that? Do you have like a checklist now or something?
I it's interesting. So I tend to think about how, you know, there are those, we've talked about this before, which is that whole concept of yay-no, right? Which is making those yes-no decisions. And so what happens when you say yes? What happens when you say no? And so I try to stack up as many decisions that lead me towards whatever that ultimate objective is by saying yes or saying no, that leads me there in the most time-effective, time-efficient way possible. And so, yeah, it really starts with that yay-no decision. And yeah, for sure.
So for me, I've been doing this for so long, and I've made mistakes, of course, knowingly walked right into a bad decision. Mm. I've done that before, because we get attached to an emotional outcome or agenda that we have created. But now my gut is so on fire that I just, it's like the only real voice that I have. And if I start getting emotionally upset, I know not to make a decision.
Do you hear it in different voices? Like, do you hear your gut talk to your ego ever?
I don't know. I haven't thought about
that. Is it personalities almost?
Did you guys ever see Herman's Head, that TV show?
There was a great movie. There was a kids movie that just came out with those different emotions talking to each other and having their meetings. And Herman's Head is great.
Do you remember Herman's Head?
Yeah.
This guy worked at a book publishing place or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he would want to meet a girl or take a girl out, and the beer drinking guy would be his.
Yeah.
Maybe his.
I just flash back to Animal House all the time with the devil and the angel on the shoulder.
Yeah. So you've practiced this, though. You've practiced this for years to be able to make the decision from your gut.
Yes. And it's, you know, so one rule of thumb is your gut speaks first. The second rule of thumb is it speaks in a statement and it never gives you a reason. Five words or less. Go to the studio now.
Hmm.
You're like, well, I don't want to drive down there. I really, and then the ego or the emotions will start arguing with you and trying to, oh, now I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would come in and talk to me, and they go, I don't know what to do about blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what to do. You just don't like your options. Because you can't argue over not knowing something. You know, you just don't want to do it, or you try to be able to justify being able to do something.
Sure. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
Otherwise, we are like a pinball machine with the way we make decisions and run our lives. We've got to have some foundational way of understanding. Okay, I know I'm an emotional decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to worry about how other people will feel or how I'll feel or what the dynamic in the room is going to be. And that will sway us one way or another. And the ego is more of a control freak, because the ego wants to keep us safe and our heart wants to keep us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the gut wants all of that in a more pure way.
Yeah, it's...
You look confused.
Well, it's interesting because it kind of begs the question of, like, is there this higher power? Where does this gut thing... Like,
it's
how does
your
the gut,
soul.
How
it's,
does the gut know? Like,
it's your
go
soul.
To the studio now.
Okay, so you believe that you go back to dust if you die. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
We have our intuition, our voice, our soul voice is constantly talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just give more credence to our ego.
Because it can see what
emotions.
We can't see.
It knows everything. It knows you. It knows.
Yeah. Will you ask it what's going to happen a year from now? I want to know how to plan. I want to know. So
with it comes like a knowingness, which could be said to be premonition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got a feeling about this.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Know your gut. All right, thank you for listening in on another episode of Soulful Sunday. Until next time, trust.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Goulet, and I'm the author of Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. It is a simple process of how to know if you're listening to your ego, your emotions, or your gut instinct. We always know the right answer of what to do or what not to do. So if you get in the habit of listening to your gut, all decisions will be a piece of cake. You can visit gowithyourgut.net to find out more. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle and at my site. Check it out.